This is a program of the United States Treasury. The Treasury Star Parade presents David Ross and Helen Jepson, who bring you words and music from and to the heart of America. Words engraved in the heart of America. The last message from Corregidor. Time and events move quickly in this war, so quickly that sometimes we fail to remember as sharply as we should the early, harrowing days and the men and women who laid down their lives and freedom then, thereby making possible today's victories and tomorrow's final victory. Such were the men and women who took part in the immortal drama of Corregidor. The least we can do to honor them is to do our full part in the fourth war loan, which is on now, to back the attack over there. Our full part is to buy at least one extra $100 war bond, which costs $75.
This is David Ross speaking. Lest we forget in the daily change of events, lest we not remember that in the Pacific there still stands a rock, emptied now of the men and women who stood there to the last, I want to read a letter now as a thought that lingers of that tiny citadel of courage we call Corregidor. It is an island of words that has reached us from an island of history. It is a part of a saga of a timeless ocean that has been for centuries a thing for man to live upon and sing about. Once the songs were salty and gay, now they are songs of a different sort. But always, in the heart of America, there will be this song that Helen Jepson now sings. Helen Jepson sings one more song for this occasion.
Sunlight
There are many, many thousands of letters that come home to tell of the strange world of war. This one that I'm going to read is not a letter that was set down on paper to weave its way through the sea lanes and ports and roads of this global war. It is a letter sent by radio, word shot through crystal space, searching home. It is not a letter, and yet it is a letter, now written down for history. For here, tapped out in dots and dashes, is the last message home from Corregidor. We are waiting for God knows what. Lots of fighting going on. We've got only about 1 hour, 20 minutes before. We may have to give up by noon. They're throwing men and shells at us, and we may not be able to stand it. They have been shelling us faster than you can count. They're all around us now, smashing rifles. They bring in the wounded every minute. We will be waiting for you guys to help. The shells are dropping faster and faster. Too much for guys to take. Men here all feeling bad because of the terrific nervous strain of the siege. Corregidor used to be a nice place, but it's haunted now. We just made broadcast to Manila to arrange for surrender. I can hardly think. Can't think at all. The jig is up. Everyone is bawling like a baby. Tired. I know now how a mouse feels caught in a trap, waiting for guys to come along and finish him. Got a treat. Can of pineapple, opening it with a signal corps knife. My name is Irving Strobing. Get this to my mother. They ought to get along okay. Get in touch with them soon as possible. My love to Pa, Joe, Sue, Mac, Carrie, Joy, and Paul. Also to all family and friends. Tell Joe, wherever he is, to give them hell for us. My love to all. God bless you and keep you. Tell my mother how you heard from me. Stand by. Irving Strobing. There is nothing one can say after that sort of message. We can only add a postscript to those who fought there. It is this: we shall return.
Step goes lighter coming home.
addition to victory, one thought rides powerfully in the mind of every one of our fighting men over there. The thought of coming home. The thought of home itself. That's what they're fighting to protect. That's what they're fighting for. Help our fighting men onward by buying war bonds regularly. Buy extra war bonds during the fourth war loan drive, which is on right now, to back the attack over there. Your job and my job, the job of everyone who possibly can during the fourth war loan, is to buy at least one extra $100 war bond, which costs $75. This is the least we can afford. And the time to get your extra war bond is now. The United States Treasury Department thanks David Ross and Helen Jepson for their appearance on this program, as well as this station for the use of its facilities. The special musical score was composed and conducted by David Brookman. Special material was written by Forrest Barnes. This especially transcribed production was directed by Paul Lewis. This is Larry Elliott suggesting that you check the radio column of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.